Tried this a long time ago. I had some preacher friends that were talking about what their podiums looked like, and they're on Facebook, and so they were all exchanging podium pictures. This is what preachers do. And also learned from a preacher who is a grammar freak that this is not a podium, it is a lectern. Although if you look in the dictionary, both definitions are okay. But it was amazing, the wide spread of different things people had. They had the plexiglass-looking thing. I put a picture of ours up there. There was one that it was easily 12 feet across, and it had like a big thing in the middle, and then there were like almost looking like tables off either side, and I asked him which side the plaintiff sat on, but one guy had what looked like a pub-sized table and a stool, and he preached from the table and had his notes there on the table, and I thought, how did you pull that off? And it made me think of that when Tyler was talking about the chairs up here, so... Then I read that it is scriptural, because if you look in Matthew 5, Jesus goes up on the hillside, sits down, and begins to teach. And the Sermon on the Mount is delivered, unless he stands up and it's not recorded, sitting down. So if it's good enough for him, maybe at some point I'll pull a chair up here. We'll see what happens. Anyhow, some things to run over real quickly with you. To the men who helped with our men's breakfast yesterday, thank you. For those who did the cooking, we appreciate you a lot. For those who were able to be here and be a part of it, thank you for coming and being a part. I never did get a count yesterday. We had a pretty good group back there of some of us and some folks over from Springfield, and I think we had one from Kaiser and some from other places. I don't remember off the top of my head, Circle up in Corvallis. And I know we had one, at least one from Lancaster and one from Vanita, and it was good to have a group together. We talked about Jonah and the idea of running from our calling, which is something that we spend time doing sometimes, and it might make our way into what we're talking about today, too. Also, to remind you about our Trunk or Treat coming up this next Sunday. It is sneaking up on us. If you have not thought about how you want to decorate your trunk, I can assure you that Hobby Lobby is there waiting for you. We went last night, finally, for the first time. And there is lots of stuff to decorate with, or you can pull stuff from around your house or whatever you want to do. Or if you just want to come and open your trunk and put candy in it, I'm sure kids will take it undecorated too, and it'll be okay. With that, if you have people around your neighborhood you'd like to invite, please do that. We would love for this to not just be all of the faces that we know that are always here. We'd like this to be a community outreach kind of thing. So feel free to do that. If you'd like some flyers, I can email them to you, and you can put them around your neighborhood, whatever you want to do. But we will be here at 4 o'clock starting out on Sunday afternoon next week. You might come a little early if you have much setup to do with your trunk and get that set up. And then we will not have our normal life groups next Sunday evening, so you can be able to be here and participate in that. Also, I want to tell you about something that's coming up in November. In the month of November, we are going to spend each Sunday looking at a different thing of missions or outreach that we do. We will spend some time both in sermons and in people who are here and just what's going on, talking about some of our missions and outreach. And if you are planning ahead or marking your calendar or that kind of thing, first we'll start off with our trunk or treat next week, which, like I said, we'd like that to be a community outreach kind of thing. Clearly, it is not a, we are here to provide you candy wrapped with the five steps of salvation on the Hershey's Kiss thing that comes off or something like that. But at the same time, this is an opportunity to make connections with people. People that may not know our church otherwise. On the 8th, we will have Orphan Sunday, which is something that Christian Relief Fund is involved with, and we did that last year. We will have more information about if you would like to adopt a child in another country, not literally into your home, but in a supporting kind of way. There are ways that you can do that and give each month for that, or if you'd like to adopt one in your home.